Who likes to wear cologne?
I do. I okay. do.
AJ used to like to wear cologne.
I wear it. I wear Coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be so bad that we couldn't be in the studio together because my eyes would bleed.
Yeah, and you let me know about it for several minutes, too.
My nose would burn. My eyes would bleed.
Yeah, what is that smell?
I wear a session for men.
If you like to wear cologne, you are not welcome at this bakery. Let's talk to the general manager, Debbie Diaz. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's the deal?
So you are welcome. We just ask you to use the drive-thru instead. But we're not going to turn anybody away just because they have cologne or perfume on.
Oh, so don't come in.
Just use the drive-thru.
We prefer you to use the drive-thru, but you can come in if you really want to come in and see the showcase.
All right, so what happened then? Why is this a news story?
Just on a bagel something? What happened?
So we had four customers come in with a time period of about 45 minutes. They had on really strong scents. And some of the cashiers have asthma, and it triggered one to have a severe asthma attack.
Ooh.
To the point we were just about to call 911, but they used their rescue inhaler four times to get their breathing under control.
Damn.
Wow.
That's a lot of cologne.
That person, yeah. They took
and by the way, just so you have a reference point, it's New Jersey.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Jersey cologne.
Yeah.
No, it's heavy. It's a little bit.
Wait.
Yeah. It's heavy out there.
Always ready for a fight.
That is not. See,
I'm
look
kidding.
At you. You're right. Look,
kidding.
Listen to her. She's ready to punch me out right now.
Jersey girl. She'll back you in a bar fight.
I'm going to grab a loaf of bread and beat you with it.
Yeah. You see this baguette? You want it across your head?
Keep going.
Yeah. All right. So this is just a protective measure for your employees.
Yeah.
That's good. It's very noble of you.
Wow.
So we have the bakery storefront is pretty small. So when someone comes in with really strong smell, it does hang around. But it was just unfortunate that there were so many people within that short time period. And it just, she was coughing really bad. And then she was gasping for air. It was not okay.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very scary.
So if somebody comes in and they just really smell, that's okay. But just don't smell.
No, you drive through also. Yeah, right.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
What do you
if you're wearing Bay of Bayonne.
Yeah. Yeah, don't put on cologne. Just come in as you are.
It's probably the same customers, right, that do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who it is. You see him, they're like, here they go.
Oh, God, here comes Eddie.
Yeah.
Here comes Mr. Spicy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's a couple people we work with. And they'll be in the elevator at 8 a.m. I'll get in the elevator at 10:30. AJ shaking his head rapidly right now.
Oh, my God, yes.
I get in the elevator. I'm like, I know who was in this one.
The trace goes all the way from the elevator out to the back door.
Scent trail.
I was outside by my car. I smelled it.
Wow.
Just it was like stuck in my nose.
Yeah. Follow it to where they're at.
Oh, yeah. They're wearing Hey You.
So how has this been received?
Very well. There's been very minimal complaints. I've gotten so many phone calls, emails, people driving an hour just to come personally and say thank you for saying this publicly.
The people who walked in and caused your employee to have this reaction, have they been back and have they been in or through the drive-thru?
They have not been back inside through the drive-thru. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, that's good then.
Right.
It's working.
So far, so good. Yeah. Address them one-on-one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. We need more places like this. More rules.
I had a thought.
Yeah.
How about if the girl that has the bad allergies just worked at the drive-thru?
Oh, that's
so cologne. So cologne folk come in?
Yeah, so, you know, so she's not, like, in it, you know, like.
Well, the thing is, the person isn't typically up at the front. One of the people with the asthma is a cake decorator who's not in the front, and she was in the back area choking, coughing as well.
That's how bad it was.
That's a Jersey dose.
Plus bakery.
Come on, Debbie.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this person's from Philadelphia.
Right. Look at that Philadelphia smell to him.
Oh, man.
You know, bakeries always have the best smell in the world. You walk in.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I don't want anything interfering with that.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
For even the people who aren't gagging and almost dying.
Right.
You're taking away the greatest gift of walking walking into a bakery.
Oh, yeah.
That should be a cologne.
I was just going to say.
Right? Everybody loves
fresh bread.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine you have like a bunch of heavy people following you down the road?
Right. Who's my little loaf? I'm going to pinch a loaf.
Yeah. Bread.
Yeah. What are you wearing today?
Right.
Wheat?
Right. I'm wearing donut.
Yeah. Debbie, how long has your bakery been open?
Since the 1930s.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
We got down to a science.
By the way, the pictures are beautiful on your website.
Oh.
Amazing products.
That bread is good. It's making me hungry.
That was my fantasy, get locked in a bakery overnight and have to eat my way out.
Yeah. As long as the
bread
was
cooked. Wasn't that your dad's fantasy,
too? My dad, too, yeah. We shared a dream.
He passed that down.
We shared a dream together. Oh, cheesecake, forget about it.
Yep. What's your specialty? Do you have one there?
So it's the fried donut. It's basically a deep fried cinnamon bun.
Really? I'll be right there.
It's like a flaky. It's different. So many people who come to the area that travel a lot for work said that they haven't seen that type of donut anywhere else.
Nice. Wow. You just drop it and it slides across the street.
when your drive-through line is long, how long is it?
Maybe 3 or 4 cars.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That's not bad.
See? Quick and easy. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. If I lived in that area, I would stop there in the morning.
Every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Fresh bread.
Every day.
Oh, my God.
Yep,
man.
All right. Well, pretty cool story, and good for you for protecting your employees.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you.
It's a great message for everyone. Dial it back.
Yeah, and it's brought a lot of awareness because a lot of people didn't realize that this is an issue for so many people.
You know what happens? You start putting it on. And then you become accustomed to it. You don't smell it anymore. Yeah. So what do you do?
Right.
Now you put some more on.
It's not enough. This doesn't smell the same anymore.
Right. Next thing you know, the flower
one spritz becomes two becomes four.
Next thing you know, all the plants are dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your cat spits at you every time you walk past.
Small fires happen around you. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Dogs choking in the corner.
All right. Debbie Diaz, general manager of Century Bakery in Bridgeton, New Jersey. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
If the cake decorator in the back of the bakery.
Can you imagine?
Is struggling. That's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Dial it back.
That was like blue hair, a gallon of that stuff on.
Yeah.
Right. You know, just.
The key is to buy expensive cologne you can't like really like afford.
So you use
like
a lot.
One little spritz.
Like half a spritz.
Yep. Yeah. I do one little spritz behind my neck.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, like I have a reaction when I walk through that area in like Macy's or whatever.
Yeah, right?
I can't even do it. I avoid it.
It's too many different scents. A lot of it.
Yeah.
They don't attack you anymore. They used to come at you with the samples. Like, I used to just shout at them as like a 7-year-old, like, get away.
They just come and spray you.
Like in the 80s, they would spray you. When you walked in the mall and you walked by, they'd be like,
how dare you?
It's like mace.
It's like, it's like carry pepper spray. Hey, hit back.
How dare you?
That would have been great.
They
spray
anymore.
You with perfume and you spray him with mace in the face. Like, I got one for you.
Didn't you let a match? Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
Are we trading? Here we go then.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Comedian Don Figg in studio.
Hey, how you doing? What are you doing over there? Maria!
Who are you?
You're about to hear the sounds of Seagull Boy.
Seagull Boy.
A British boy whose seagull imitating skills earned him the nickname Seagull Boy.
Oh.
Has won his second consecutive title at the European Championship Gull Screeching event in Belgium.
Ah.
Cooper Wallace, 10 years old, dressed in a seagull costume to perform his bird imitation at the Sunday competition. He scored his second consecutive win in the junior category. Wallace, whose seagull screeching career began when he was bitten by one of the birds.
Oh, see that? It transferred
to
him.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like Spider-Man.
Exactly. Yeah. He craps on windshields now, too.
He thought it was a French fry.
It's funny you should say that.
What?
We have a dumbass news story coming up.
Oh.
Someone crapped on a car.
Okay. Oh.
And it wasn't a dude.
No. Oh.
Turned out not to be the only ear-piercing performer in the family, as his 7-year-old sister, Shelby, a.k.a. Seagirl.
Oh.
Had the kind of goal.
Placed fourth.
Nice. Look at you.
All right, let's start with Seagull Boy.
bird porn in a hotel room once.
It does sound like something else.
Bad hotel room. I think she likes it.
Oh, to be young again.
You know, if my 10-year-old was in a room making that sound, I would knock and say, knock it off.
Right, stop it. Yeah, yeah. Stop it. Stop it.
You're going to go blind.
You're going to military school.
Let me see your palms.
Right. Those French rhythm.
Does that sound like a seagull to you?
Not really.
Yeah,
the last part.
Yeah, that last part.
Really? Oh, that part. Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I want to throw some french fries in the parking lot right now.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Is there anyone listening who can make an animal sound like really good? It doesn't have to be a seagull.
Right.
Could be.
Oh, like anything.
Like anything.
Oh.
What was that? That's
bird.
Pretty good.
Bird, yeah.
Oh, no, that's a bird? I thought it was a lion.
What kind of bird?
Minor.
A minor bird? A minor bird would say,
hey, Egon, nice shirt. That's just like regular.
Some people could do specific calls.
See, usually,
I'm asking.
Usually it's a sound of a frying pan for us. Bing.
Oh.
I've whistled like that before, and like bird actually like turns his head like, hey, what's going on? I don't know what I said.
That's the thing. It might be like, hey, who's
the bird? He's the bird whisperer.
Why are you attacking me? Yeah.
Why are you talking about pajamas?
That's not a French fry.
Right.
Wow. Yep.
Oh.
My dad would do that. He could whistle.
Oh, yeah.
He would go out and he would, go back and forth with the birds.
Right. Converse with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposedly, James Gandolfini was very talented at like all the barnyard animals, and like before takes, like if it was getting long and like they'd done a million takes and everybody was pissed, he would just start doing noises. They were like, what are you doing? He's like, let's go, come on. And then like everybody like it was like, what was that? And now like the tension's gone.
Right. Oh, yeah, there's a cow, okay?
Yeah,
right. There's a cow, okay?
Mo.
All right, hold on. Chaz and AJ.
How about a cardinal?
Maybe. Wouldn't the cardinal go down to Santos?
Yeah.
Padre Fili, Spirito Santo. I like the Pope. I like the Pope.
That's all I got.
All right. Now let's hear it one more time.
Yeah.
It's a dive bomb bird.
That's pretty good.
Nice.
All right. Thank you.
I don't even know a squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a myth.
What sound does a squirrel make?
That was our mouse, by the way.
I never heard that, but you know what? I think you're right.
That was our mouse, by the way. Don't watch Twitch.
All right, this is probably a bad thing to ask the tribe to do.
Oh, no.
All right, let's hear it. This is the group of people now?
These are all the adults. These are not the children.
Oh, my God. These people will hang out together.
This is a montage of people.
This is going to be good.
Oh. Now it has really grown to a European championship with 14 countries. It's amazing. I'm surprised. And also about the quality. Performance were great this time.
They freeze the toilet seats.
Wow.
Oh, that's a good one.
That one should win.
That was the adult winner.
That person has a piece of thing stuck in their throat.
Yeah, there's no windpipe. You got a chunk of corn
and
in the windpipe.
They're choking it down.
You win.
Applauding. Wonderful.
Good heavens, it was beautiful.
It was wonderful.
I sounded just like one.
So realist.
She's dead.
Chaz and AJ.
I think I can do a pig okay.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, that's really good.
That's pretty
now,
good.
Now hand the phone back up to the guy.
That's real good.
That was
very good.
Good.
Yeah, I feel like having pork right now.
Yeah. Wow.
That's really
that's
good.
That's impressive.
You must get a lot of breakfast.
You spent some time on that.
Right? Yeah. Well, I thought a joke was coming. I thought it was going to,
I don't know. Right.
Hand the phone to her.
All right. That was very real.
Nice.
Right.
Thank you.
You too.
Jake on the road.
What's going on, guys?
All right.
Hey. Oh, wow.
Wow.
And then I put on my long rubber boots.
I was going to say, I put my boots on right now.
I love you, too.
That's really good.
I try to push her in old man Miller's palm.
I love you, too.
That's real good.
Yeah, very good.
Really have you ever pulled up to a drive-thru speaker and ordered food like that?
All the time. Nice. Any amyloid. I can do cow. I got... I got sheep. I got horses. Whatever you need.
Nice. Yeah, do a few for us. I'm going to give you some farm background. Yeah. Go ahead. That one will make me laugh every single time.
The guts is so good.
That should be your laugh, like anytime someone makes a laugh.
You and Jim Brewer should have a conversation.
Good boy, loved it.
I can't even do it.
I can't hear it.
Hold on, do that sound again.
Damn, man.
I want to do that.
Damn.
I want that to be my new laughing sound.
Yeah.
How's your chicken?
Oh, I got one.
Juicy. Nice.
Oh, that's good.
I feel like everybody's got some kind of a chicken they can do.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, choke
the chicken.
What did you work today? I made noise like a chicken.
Stop choking the chicken.
Amy, shot an egg out of my
ass. You're going to kill that chicken if you keep choking it.
That's not an egg.
Ricky Gervais told this very funny joke from the 70s. It's like, so this chicken walks into a library, goes up to the counter, and says, buck, 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 buck. So the librarian gives him a book, and the chicken leaves.
I like it already.
Comes back next day. Buck, 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 buck. This goes on. The joke is, he told it very well.
Right.
It was long.
That was awesome.
And then this happens a couple days in a row, and the librarian says, all right, this time I'm following this chicken, see what it does with the book. The chicken, you know, goes through the field and out into the woods and then down this embankment and comes over to this pond and hands the book to the frog, and the frog says, read it. It's so stupid. All right, we got to do it live because we're having some internet and computer issues here.
Okay.
Glitches.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, Nay!
Dom, you want to help?
Hey, Nay!
All right, together now. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Hey! Slam ball.
There it is.
I need a little more time than that.
Sky Handy Channel 3 weather. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're just coming off a break where we're talking about a seagull competition where a 10-year-old boy won the children's and an adult won the adult. And we're doing animal sounds, and we got a guy, Mike, in New Haven. Mike?
Yes.
What can you do?
I can do a pig.
Okay. Nice. Go ahead.
Me too.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's
a good one.
Yeah. Wow.
If I heard that, I would think you're with a pig right now.
Seriously.
I'd order a sausage pizza.
It's like wild boarish. Yeah.
Wild boarish. Yes.
It's never boring.
Thank you, Mike. Nice job.
Yes, thanks.
That was good. Really good. Wow. I can do a guinea pig.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hang on.
Wow. That's good.
Really good.
Yeah. Actually, go, hey, how you doing?
I actually.
Hey, babe, how you been?
Hey, how you doing, huh?
Hey, you look good.
Hey, you're looking
look good. Over here.
You put on a little weight.
Hey, come over, get daddy something over here.
What is happening?
Guinea pig.
Does Andre have an animal?
Oh.
No, he has something else.
Okay. Yeah, he saw Scott was mentioned somewhere recently.
Huh? Andre and Derby.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, Scott, so last night Jimmy Kimmel was doing a montage of all different
news. No,
guys.
He didn't. Were we on it?
Believe it. Yeah, you were on it.
Nice.
You were on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Wow.
Yeah, part of the montage. It's May. Can you believe it? It's May. Can you believe it? You guys were on it.
Can we get that?
Was that
show?
I'm just talking to Becky, our producer of the show. I'm talking to our Becky. She is our Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Our Becky. Not your Becky, but my Becky.
Your Becky.
So, Andre, it was a montage of, like, weather people saying it's May?
Yeah, all different.
Yeah, but we actually said on the show, Jimmy Kimmel, if you're watching, we know you do this. Please put us on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Apparently he listened.
Did they put that part in?
I don't know.
No,
did
Andre.
Did they put that part in?
What they were doing was they were just taking a montage of everybody. So many people going, it's May. Can you believe it? It's May. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? And, Scott, you were part of it.
Nice.
Right in the monologue.
Oh, God, how funny.
Bravo, bravo, sir.
I wish I DVR'd him. Like, but it was like, you know, 2 seconds, but you were in it.
Good, good, cool. Thank you, Andre.
Cool.
When you're in your underwear,
okay, standing all alone. I did not write that part.
Very funny. Oh my God! What a week! What a week it's been.
Right? Why? What's going on?
I bought a new place.
Did you?
What?
What? New car now? New place?
I bought a, yes, first Damn. A new car, and now a new place. Damn, I'm buying man. Everything new before all the prices go up.
Wow.
Wow.
So what new place did you buy?
I bought it in Provincetown.
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing?
Good heavens, Provincetown. Good heavens.
What are you doing?
Being prominent.
What do you mean? What am I doing?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Midlife crisis.
This is nothing. We had the same conversation when you bought Fire Island. You're not going to be out there all the time. You're going to be right.
No, but this is 12 months a year.
Really? In the winter?
Yes. Yeah, it's seasonal. I mean, it's not seasonal. I mean,
you could go there every weekend.
Yeah.
I can go there every week in the year if I wanted to.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right.
Much better than Fire Island, but which is only open 6 months of the year, and only of the 6 months could I get there 3 months. And it was the maintenance was excruciating at Fire Island. Here it's... Wait, he did the whole thing? Oh, my God. Jimmy Kimmel did the whole thing.
Nice.
Can someone send us audio? Oh, wait. Phil has it?
So there's a long montage, and they're the last clip.
Okay, they saved you for the end.
Can you believe it?
No, I truly cannot.
May 1st. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it at all.
I cannot believe it's May already.
Can you believe we've already made it to May?
Can you believe it? We've already made it to May.
Can you believe May is already here?
Can you believe May is already here?
Can you believe it's May? Holy cow.
Can you believe it's May?
Can you believe it? It's May.
Can you believe it? May.
Can you believe it's already May?
Can you believe it? It's hard to believe.
Hard to believe. Already May.
Hard to believe that we're already at May.
Hard to believe we're already in May.
Yeah.
Hard to believe it's May already. Happy birthday, SpongeBob.
I know.
It's hard to believe.
May already. Hard to believe.
May. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe.
May. It's hard to believe.
May. It's hard to believe.
May. Hard to believe.
May. Hard to believe.
May. Hard to believe.
May. Hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's going to be.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
It's
going
to be May.
Can you believe that?
Can you believe, though? It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
Is Jimmy Kimmel still doing
it? I don't even know if it's Jimmy Kimmel. I don't even know.
Now.
There they are.
Hey. All right. Oh, my God. I knew you win. Oh, my God.
Sign my pants.
That is so funny.
Thank you for calling that in, Andre.
Dude, nice.
That was good.
Oh, my God. Nice. That was really very funny.
Hey,
when I'm with you, I'm smiling.
Give me.
This way.
It's a musical.
Much more than the ratings have grown.
Every weather cast should end.
Right.
I think so.
Yo, my heinous.
The end of the song should be.
The end of the song.
Yeah.
Cause of heinous. So awesome. What a great job you guys did.
Thank you.
It's really remarkable.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
I can't even.
Wait a minute.
That was really
good.
All
right, so you got a new car and you got a new place.
Now look at you.
Yeah.
And it's on theme song now.
Yeah. What the hell is going on?
Seriously, I can't even move it up.
You're rocking it.
Everything's coming up.
Hey, everything's coming up.
Wow.
So, but the thing was, yesterday I had to send. You have to send like $1,000 to take it off to put it under contract.
Yeah.
And they do this thing called through Deposit Link. Have you heard of this?
Yes.
Couldn't get it to work. He's like, you got to get this money to me by 5 p.m. Otherwise, the contract that I just wrote expires. And I'm like, I don't know how to make this work.
This thing money you speak
of. I had to call people. I spoke to every person in Malaysia yesterday. I don't know what they were saying. I was like, please help me. And they were like, all I heard was the Peanuts teacher.
Hey,
I finally got it to work. It was the most stressful morning ever in the history of mankind.
This thing money you speak of, is it a thing of your people or money?
I was like, if I have to drive this check there myself, I will.
To Malaysia?
Not to Malaysia, to P-Town.
Okay.
But you're all invited.
Yay.
Oh, good. Yeah.
We're heading to Pratt.
So excited.
We're heading to P-Town.
Is it near the water?
It's not far from the water. It's not like the water.
That's exactly what you want.
Water,
you're not going to pay those high.
I don't want to be in a flood zone.
Taxes, high insurance, and just people
constantly.
Noise.
No.
Nice.
No.
Pete, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Yeah. I'm closing on a place Monday.
You are?
Yeah, a two-family. I'm going to rent it out.
Nice.
It's also in P-Town.
I'm going to kick that Thursday.
I got a place you can stay.
Yeah, cool.
Nice. That worked out.
Mine's going to crumble to the earth.
Oh, my. That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. I want to murder the owner.
That you're buying it from?
Yeah, you know.
In a good way. In a nice way.
It's a challenge.
Oh.
Giving truth.
Oh.
But we're good. We're
okay,
good.
Cool.
It's all good.
Right.
Can't wait.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Nice.
Are you going to do the garage? Does it have a garage?
You know, it's a side-by-side. I love this place. It's on a flat road, so kids can ride bikes.
Nice.
It's a very good neighborhood. Naugatuck's up and coming. But it's a side-by-side, so you don't have an upstairs neighbor that's too loud.
Oh.
Side-by-side. Side. Two units. Each unit has its own driveway and one-car garage.
That's awesome.
That's nice.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
So cool.
You know, DeStefano Brothers before?
This basement, no. And these garages, no. The house was built in 1942.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
But,
okay.
But I'm doing window nation.
Nice.
I'm going to have window nation put some new windows in.
Nice. Beautiful. Look at that. It's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
And efficient.
Beautiful.
And efficient, too.
Like, oh, my God.
Hey there.
Hey, you know who's on the phone?
Hey there.
Hey there.
Hey there.
And choke yourself to death.
Just got a text from my ex, Paul. He said, Monday we board the Queen Mary 2 for the one-week crossing to England. They're nicknaming it the Queen Mary 4. Now the Spanish partner
The multi-queen.
Yeah.
Is he married now?
He's officially married.
That's right.
Now.
That's nice. Right. You went to the wedding.
Right.
Yes. We went through this whole thing.
It actually happened.
Right.
Yes. And Jack is asking, is the fog from the fires? What is he talking about?
It is foggy.
No.
It's foggy. Very foggy.
What fires?
Oh, the Jersey fires?
Oh.
Yeah, those are out.
Yeah.
It's really foggy.
It's really very foggy.
It is quite foggy, yes.
Hey. I'm telling you, you got to play that once at the end of every weather forecast.
Right.
People will be walking up to you saying, hey.
In that bathroom.
Send it to Greg.
I will.
Okay.
And then
we'll try and work it in.
And then you'll be in the doctor's office and be like, all right, time for your...
It is time for your exam.
Drop that trowel.
Bang. Whoa, 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 whoa.
How do you go to the dentist, Tom?
He's been doing it wrong.
Yeah, what cavity are you filling?
I said fill the cavity.
How much do you weigh now?
177.
Wow.
Oh.
How much you... That's how much you weigh,
What were you when you started?
Weighing. Well, echo.
Cool. Yeah, that should be rewritten. Hey, Nate, how much do you weigh now?
The Wagovi is working.
You're going away.
Am I writing again?
What were you when you started?
221.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you meant birth weight.
Right.
No, I lost 44 pounds.
Weighed 221.
Wow.
The shoulder.
Wow, that's
hip.
A lot.
Yeah, and Tracy McCain, my co-anchor, said, that's how much my son weighs, 45 pounds.
Wow.
Wow, you lost your
lost
son.
My son.
Wow. Wow.
I was like, wow, I was really heavy.
I was thinking about you this morning because I saw you in that Connecticut Lighting commercial.
Uh-huh.
And yes. I'm like, you need to recut all your commercials. No,
we're doing them May 19th. We're recutting them all. The advanced window systems were just redone because I called them and said, guys, I look like a balloon.
Right.
You see, like, well, you're wearing a red sweater, which right. is.
Yeah. I want Kool-Aid.
Yeah. It's a Kool-Aid man.
He didn't Kool-Aid look man. Anywhere near like that, but yeah.
Hey, Kool-Aid!
Yeah. Right. I saw the sweater. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
No, you look so much great. Yep.
You were moving around pretty good, though.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. You were. You run around that star. It's hysterical. You're hysterical.
It's called centrifugal force.
Oh, my God. I was, you know, like, it changes everything. It changed, changed my whole life.
Nice.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's now I'm at, hey!
Hey, man!
I can't get off that. I have to just leave it up here. It's coming up so often, though.
Yeah, I need it on a hotkey here so I can just.
I will make
it.
That for you.
Thank nice. You.
So I went to the House of Bread last night. I had, which was so clever of me. I have to toot my own horn.
I did it earlier.
Oh, God in heaven. I did a live shot, you know, for the evening news, and I said we were hobnobbing around. Hob, as in House of Bread.
Look at you.
Wow.
Is that the most clever thing
that's
ever?
That is clever.
That's so good. It went that right over my head.
Cool, yeah, he's too. Clever. Yeah. He's a clever one.
Wow.
I'm like, this is genius.
This is quite clever.
Part. Pretty genius.
Cool, Kevin's bench clever. Radical. Clever.
Indeed,
but, yeah, so what a great organization they are. Serving like 150 people a day who can't eat on their own. They can't afford anything. They're homeless. God bless them.
Wow. Oh, man, can you imagine?
And Sister Maureen founded it 45 years ago. God bless them.
Sister Maureen, wow. How you doing?
Wow. Is that incredible?
It is incredible.
Very incredible.
I'm thinking about how incredible that is, and then I'm listening to AJ do voices as you're saying this.
Yeah.
It has, like, no effect on him.
He's just in his own little world. He's in his own little universe.
Trust me, I'm going to need the address pretty soon, okay?
He's in his own little bubble.
Okay, thank
That's
you.
It.
It's a good bubble, too.
I'm it's doing Men Who Cook tomorrow.
Nice.
It's for Team Incorporated, their Meals on Wheels program.
Eat
a bunch of
awesome
local chefs and men and women who like to cook,
yes.
But maybe they do something else for a living. They come, they donate the food, they donate their time, they set up. You pay one price, you come in, free beer and wine.
Nice.
And then all the food you can eat. It's
yes, you
bananas,
can.
And it all goes to benefit Meals on Wheels.
We're eating pants.
Love that.
Yeah. Eating pants required.
So I think it's almost sold out, but we could post another link there if you want to get tickets.
Delicious.
So.
Where is this, Jeff?
It's at Warsaw Park in Ansonia.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, okay. The Old American Valley.
That's right.
Yeah. I was in pain last time. I ate so much.
Yeah.
I was laying in the parking lot. I'm in front of my seat, my truck, my pants open. Like, I can't move.
Now, when you go to like an event where there's a lot of food, Scott, are you like going crazy inside your head or what's happening?
No. Last night, I was like, I hadn't eaten lunch and I was like, I'm going to eat everything that they pass my way.
Nice.
So I had the pigs in a blanket. There was just heavy hors d'oeuvres. Pigs in a blanket.
Yes.
I had chicken quesadilla. I had the mushroom with the cheese on top.
Nice.
I had the
portobello.
It just kept coming.
Nice.
And then I had that bologna with the fat in it, mortadella.
Oh, mortadella.
Mortadella. With the pistachio.
That
sounds awesome, man.
So good.
In a sandwich.
Oh, God.
In a sandwich.
And I had two drinks. And that's the worst. I was up the whole night. I was like, what the hell did I do? Why did I do that? Why did I do that? And I was on my third, and everybody's like, okay, we got to go. And I'm like, oh, she just made this.
Now I have to chug it. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, man.
All right, you too. Good luck with the fundraiser.
Okay, call in the dumb decision that cost your parents an S-ton of money. You know, not their decision.
Right.
You made a bad decision when you were young.
Yes.
You did something stupid, and it cost your parents an S-ton of money.
Bundle. Yeah.
Call this story in. Everybody on gets in the running to see Papa Roach.
Nice.
203-882-9757. Al, Long Island.
Yeah. How are you?
Good.
Good. You sound sad. You're still sad.
Like Eeyore.
Decades
sad
later.
Yeah, Eeyore.
Well, because I'm older now, and I think about it, I'm like, I can't even believe we freaking did that.
Yeah, good, huh?
Still yeah, paying. We were just, you know, we were 12 years old. We actually went in. We knew a way into the back of the school. We used to ride our bicycles and run around in there. One day, one of our idiot kids just started flicking matches. There was like five of us. And he just started flicking matches in the classrooms and walking out, like the ones that had carpet.
Uh-huh.
And we were running around putting it out, and then it just got out of control, and we ran, and the freaking school burnt down.
Oh! Oh!
We were going to an annex. They had, like, trailers set up for, like, 2 years while they were rebuilding the freaking school.
Did they ever find out?
Dad's still paying it out?
No.
Not until
nobody
now.
Nobody ever found out. It was just the five of us from the... Right in the neighborhood, right next to the school, like literally.
Wow.
We were sitting on our porches like, oh my God, what did we just do?
Oh man.
Oops.
The terror, and I did this on a much smaller scale. We were doing the same thing, playing with matches.
Yep.
We were lighting up like the ends of hay.
Yeah.
You know, it was like all brown grass. And then we'd put it out. Then we'd light it and we let it go a little bit further.
Right.
You know, then stop.
Yeah,
stop.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
This is fun. And then it just got out of control. Oof. And we're like, oh man, we got to go.
Yeah.
And before we got to the house, before we got back to our houses, we heard the sirens go.
Oh,
and we're like, man, we know what that's for.
Screwed.
We turn around and it's a sky just all smoke.
Oh, damn.
We're like,
Just keep riding. Don't go home. Just keep riding.
I'm guessing you never told your parents.
No, we never told anybody. A bunch of us. We kind of told a couple of kids that, but later on, we never said nothing.
Yeah.
Like, we were petrified for years.
I don't blame you.
Of course, I gotta get my shit.
Whole school.
It's never happened.
My God.
It's never happened.
We were all like, we're going to jail. We're going to jail. We always said nothing. But then, you know, when we were like 20, 21, we started talking about it at the bar. It's like, holy shit, I can't believe we freaking did that.
Yeah,
holy crap.
Holy crap, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
Wow, that's all right. I hit the dump button.
Yes.
All right, we can't put you in the running. We can't put you in the running. But what is it? You know, I'm curious. I've smelt a lot of fires. What does a school smell like when it's burning?
Lunch ladies.
Expensive.
Rubber.
It smells like lunch ladies.
The what?
All I remember is the fear. Like, walking in the classroom and just seeing flames everywhere, because it was like one of those, you know, where they have some classrooms have that commercial carpet in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the hard floor.
Oh,
and I just remember we were going from classroom to classroom. My one friend was a little bit of a pyro, and he always used to do that stuff. And we'd, like, you know, we'd run around and put it out. Like,
by the way, there's no little bit of a pyro.
No. Yeah. You're all in.
You're either full on.
It's like being a little bit of a hooker.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, you're a hooker.
I hate to say it, but a couple of years later in middle school, this same kid burned down a section of Cathedral Pines doing the same freaking thing when we walked to school.
Okay.
So there you go. Throwing matches, and we had to run because it got too big.
Yeah. See a pattern here. Yep.
All right, Al, we can't put you in the running because you're on Long Island, but thank you for the story. Great story.
Thank you, man.
And,
hope you feel better now that you got that off your system.
Yeah. Sirens behind him.
It's almost like a confessional here.
Yeah. David in Brantford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
morning, Dave.
Way back, 1982 or 83, we farmed somebody's big front lawn that used to have their floodlights on 24/7. And it used to get in everyone's windows of their houses, blah, blah, blah. So we farmed their lawn, 16 years old.
What do you mean, farmed it?
With our car, you know, you drove on it. Did donuts,
I know.
Stuff like that.
Right. That's what it's called.
Farming.
Farming.
I never realized I was a farmer.
I had no idea.
Me too. I farmed some farmers.
So our car got stuck, unfortunately, in the middle of the lawn, ruined his irrigation system. We all got, you know, we didn't get arrested, but we ended up going to the police station. I forget what the fine was the next day or something. It was like my parents were there. It was like, I don't remember exactly, $22,000. But we find out it was Jim Henson's lawn from the Muppets.
Oh, no. What?
Oh,
Comedy Froggies, very mad now.
Yeah.
Every mad now, yes.
he was very cool about it. So in lieu of the fine, we had to work on the set of the Muppets for the week, bringing coffee and sandwiches and stuff for the crew.
Wow, you lucked out, man.
Damn. Yeah. Where did he live? Was this in Connecticut?
New Canaan, yeah, wow. Connecticut.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
The commute Holy into the city was kind of awkward as a 16-year-old kid for a week, but what are you going to do? It was better than the 22 or 20. I forget exactly what it was.
It would have been hysterical 20. If a bunch of Muppets ran out and just started kicking your ass.
They come out from under the grass.
You see Piggy.
Right. It's like Muppet Cemetery.
Yeah. Let's get him.
He was very cool.
Wagga wagga, beat him up, wagga wagga. Wagga wagga in the head.
It was very stoner cool, that was for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what a cool thing to do.
I think it was tripping.
Not Damn. The farming, but to just say, yeah, you don't need to write a check, but we're going to have you come in and do some work.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get you on the right off. Path.
You're going
right.
to be a hand puppet right. for a week.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to be a finger puppet.
This is really painful. This is really painful.
When is this scene over?
Oh, hey, I'm a Muppet.
Oh, man. All right, David. Thank you.
Nice.
Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, you too, brother. Mike in Oakville.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So I was a lot younger, and, you know, everybody plays with BB guns. Well, me and my buddy, we were shooting each other with them, and we ended up, he shot me in the neck.
Oh.
And that cost, I had the BB lodged in my neck. This was way before everybody was wearing safety glasses. We were just being idiots.
Of course. Yeah,
and,
of course.
Cost my mother thousands of dollars in surgery. I had to get it removed. It almost lodged in my throat. Then we had to hire, you know, then it was a giant thing because then we had to hire lawyers and everything because it just got really expensive. But wow. that's the one thing I'm very sorry for my parents for when I was younger.
Get the first pierced neck.
Yeah.
Wait, you were shot in the neck.
He could whistle with his mouth closed.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, you know, cool, the old rules were three pumps, and this kid, he pumped it like 14, 15 times. I'm lucky as ever to not be hit in the eye.
I always broke the pump rule.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Yeah.
They won't notice. They won't notice.
Yeah,
the gun
you just
back.
Do it quietly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
You do three loud. Pop, yeah. Pop,
yeah. Yeah. You do like 20 before you even bring it out.
Then you fire the kickback, knocks it down
a few more times.
You can hear it when it fires that it wasn't three pumped. Oh. The sound that it makes.
Yes.
That's
yes.
a tenor.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's drinking water and leaking like a fountain.
Exactly right.
I love your laugh.
That's awesome, man.
That'll be a sound clip.
Damn straight.
All right, Mike.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too, man.
Yeah.
He's laughing through the hole in his neck.
He was, actually. He didn't even have his mouth open.
His funny bone.
BB gun. Morris.
Oh, love those BB
guns. I only did that once. It hurt too much. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Once you get caught in the ass, one's like, I'm not playing anymore.
So many BB gun stories.
Yep.
The good old days.
Roger in Danbury.
Hi. This one's actually my sister, but it's hilarious to be the brother and watch this happen. We were playing hide and seek, and my sister hid in my dad's work truck, which was at the top of our driveway, and accidentally put it in neutral, and it went down the hill and through the back of our garage.
Nice.
Wow.
The first drive through.
Sound.
Damn.
Yeah.
It missed the electrical. It missed the plumbing. It wasn't that expensive back then. It was like $8,000-$9,000. My dad, you know, he fixed it with his friends, but it cost him his job. 2 weeks later, he was at a new place.
Because it was the work truck.
See, I just put a door there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah. And to my sister, Jess, if you're listening, I'm keeping it up. I don't care if we're in our 40s. I'm going to keep bringing it up. Thanks, guys.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
Yeah.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Yip, yip, yip.
Comedian Dom Fagan.
Yee-haw!
Hope everybody ate.
Yep.
Still chewing.
Eating now.
Swallowing.
This next story.
Uh-oh. I'm traced to nightmares right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You saw the video,
I saw the video while eating breakfast this morning.
Okay.
Bad idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do not want to see the video.
Wow. Maybe later on during the weekend and have
why,
a couple of
why
drinks.
Would I want to see this?
That's up to you. I don't
now
know.
I want to see it. Now I want to see it.
It's a curiosity gets you. Like,
hold
I don't
on. I
got to
take one more bite of this munch yes, sandwich it. Before I
go
play
ahead.
This clip.
I do go for it. Yeah.
Still chewing.
But yeah, basically, the whole premise is that there was a road rage incident, and most folks do things like give you the finger, throw something at your car, you know, maybe like challenge you to a fight, whatever. This one lady chose instead to go basically bird, and it was a minivan, and the lady just kind of dropped her pants, propped her butt up, and voided on the person's hood.
Did she walk on the hood?
No. It's got that slanty hood. She just apparently was at the height, was the right height, and she kind of dirtied on the front part of the hood.
Wow,
dirty,
like right above the grill.
I love the word you're picking.
That was some combustion.
Because I want to finish my sandwich afterwards. I'm trying to gross myself out here. But first of all, this person needs to digest their food properly.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was. All right. Yes, we're good. Yeah.
No. Something about corn and peas.
Stop!
No.
Just get her some fiber.
Happened in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Of course.
Yep.
Woman was filmed defecating in a car after a road rage altercation.
Yep.
She's now known on social media as the Delco Pooper.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Right. Yeah.
Got the Huck Towel Girl and the Delco Pooper.
She was seen walk into the vehicle and squatting on its hood.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Police are investigating the incident, and the suspect, Christina Salamato, faces several charges, including criminal mischief and indecent exposure.
Yeah, I just burned that
she
car.
She must have been
just,
very
just,
tall.
Just burn it.
Yeah, just sell the
no,
car.
No
yeah.
amount of washing is going to know.
It's got a new hood ornament.
It does. Just
Ruth, are you watching that video right now?
Can you tell by my face?
Yes.
Oh, man.
The horrified frozen.
She's not eating.
Why did I do that?
I told you.
Everybody
not to.
Said not to.
I said not to.
That makes you want to do it more.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Don't curiosity gotcha. AJ was right.
Yeah. Put it this way. What a seagull does to your car is nothing. Even an albatross, not this lady, nailed it.
You have to have a load ready.
So. Oh, something.
Apparently, that's like a superhero thing. It's like squid. I don't know what to do.
Train coming down the track.
I got to tell AJ came in this morning. He handed me this paper. He goes, whatever you do, don't click the link. I was like, okay. And my AJ laughs. All poop and fart jokes are like his favorite.
Oh, yeah.
So like if AJ's telling me not to click this, I'm not looking.
Yeah.
I trust it. I'm good.
I was having eggs.
Yeah. Did you see her mugshot?
No.
She is smiling. She is grinning.
Well, she's having
like, I made a poopy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sure, she's her face. Face.
Exactly. It's like, oh, thank God.
Well, she voided a dirty.
She did. Yeah, she dirtied all over that hood, man.
Made a new core.
Even the car looked mad.
The car had a frown.
It was like, oh, no.
Forever unclean.
Yeah, you can run that car through the wash like 15 times.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, please tell me you're not going to watch it.
I'm not going to watch the video, but I'm looking for the mugshot.
Okay. Yeah, we've got to be
what do I search? The TMZ. Delco Pooper?
Right, Delco Pooper.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote Lady Poops on Hood, Road Rage.
Nice. Yeah. She let it all out, boy. Woo, boy.
TMZ has the mugshot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
she looks quite pleased with herself.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I after a good dump like that, I'd be happy too.
Wow.
I'd be doing like the moonwalk. Yeah.
Oh, she's already posted her $1,000 cash bail.
Nice. Only $1,000. Wow.
I know. That's really
that crash expensive.
That'll buy a lot of toilet paper.
Yes, would. Right. Seriously. Yeah. She definitely.
Oh, she is happy.
Yeah. Well,
look how happy she is.
Right.
She has a nice smile.
She made a point known.
Like, if you were the next person to run into her and had no idea what happened, you'd be like, what a happy person.
Right. What's that smell?
When I first heard about it, I thought she was still
that's horrible
she was driving.
Yeah, put it this way. I mean, she dumped on the car, right? She dirtied on the car, but there's no toilet paper involved, so she kind of threw her pants back on and off she went.
Oh.
Oh.
And that was at least a quarter roll.
No, that jeez.
It was wet.
Jeez.
At least that was
like
catch,
a snowman.
That was like when you make a catch of it. That was a catcher's mitt, man. Nasty. Nasty.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What a woman.
Yep.
Do we want to hear this clip now? What is this clip?
This is someone who was filming.
The moment?
This is someone filming as she just got done dirtying on the
just
person.
Just got done.
And she's walking back to her car.
Oh. Okay.
Yo, the is on her car.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's a bunch of cars all stopped, and everybody's like in shock.
Right.
Wow.
You're a slob. You're a pig.
So this was like right on the road.
Right on the road, yeah.
Oh yeah,
like a regular road.
I would not yell that out.
Yep.
I would not yell at someone who just pooped on a hood.
No.
Yeah, it just gets us more.
No, I just think if they're crazy enough to do that,
who knows what
they could walk right over and do it on my face.
Wipe off on your pants.
Well, yeah. I'm going to roll the window up first.
Jump up. She's really tall.
Yeah. Yeah, she's wearing shorts, by the way.
Chaz and AJ.
Delco Dumper or the Delco Pooper?
Delco Dumper's better.
I like that.
Yeah, but they...
The Delco Dumper.
Yeah.
There's
Don't
a ring to
be your
it.
Defecated driver.
Double D.
How about the Delco...
Defecated driver.
How about the Delco Dirtier?
Your shorts are white.
Yeah.
Oh,
not anymore.
They were.
Then they were. Yeah, really. Wow. Yeah, the interior car can't be too good. The driver's seat. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Sorry you watched the video.
Dropped a mug right on somebody's car.
I tried to warn you. I mean, you're going to think about this later on.
Watched the video?
Yep. I'm having salad tonight.
I would have stuffed it in the exhaust pipe.
I don't think that you...
That didn't sound right.
There was nothing to stuff. Sounds like it wasn't very formed.
Sounds like you may have.
Yeah, it gets lonely.
I love my car. No, it's not my car.
I mean, that's the result. See, this is why you don't get into road rage with people, because you don't know what they're going through at that moment.
This was different.
She was full. She had coffee. She was ready to go.
She thought outside the box.
You presented yourself.
She has thought outside the box big time, man. Yeah, she's definitely... Yep, that's a new one.
Well, hold on.
Wow.
Hold
on. Okay.
How come I'm not hearing anything?
I don't know.
I hate websites.
Maybe it refuses to release the
sounds.
The volume.
Yeah. She is proud of herself. It says, according to legal documents, the alleged pooper said, "It was a clean poop. I didn't even have to wipe."
No.
Oh,
that was not a clean
There's
poop.
No such thing.
And no doubt.
She's not a clean person, then.
No.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, the car says I beg to differ.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that's a minivan.
It's
a car. It's just a car.
I didn't look at it long enough. I just saw the front of it kept going.
I blame you.
You didn't even
notice the car.
No, I saw something from the news, and they screwed it all up. They took the audio out, and they ran it in slow motion, and they left out the money shot.
Okay.
Darn it.
I mean, it was one of those things.
The muddy shot.
I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God.
I was going to say, that's the opposite. That's the opposite.
First of all, she went for like a day's worth.
Man, Mexican the night before.
Stop it!
That's definitely a good signal.
I might have to hit the number. Like she did.
Oh! Hey! Wow. Oh, you did not look. You did not look. Please tell me you didn't look.
I looked.
Right there. Right there in front of
you. We're having salad tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, I'm not having any cream sauce at all.
Chew your food. Chew your food, lady.
Want some gravy? No, I don't.
Look, if you were going on a date with someone and you Googled their name and you saw this, you're out, right?
Yeah. Oh, you're not getting my car at all.
I'm changing my number before I even tell her the date's off.
Chaz and AJ.
You can kind of tell it was a fart behind it because it just Jackson Pollocked all over the hood. It's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah. She Jackson Pollocked.
Wow. Right. She signed her name.
Oh, man. That's like, what do you do if that's your car?
Go to the car wash.
Yeah.
Flick
no,
it. But you flick if you drive
it. I don't even want to drive it.
It's going to start moving all over
the
place.
You drive real slowly.
It goes into the radiator. That's going to cook and come through the vent at you.
You shut the heater off, first of all.
I think you got to get a flatbed.
Right.
And put the car on backwards.
Right.
So the hood's facing the other way.
That's a good move.
Or you drive. Go to a cliff and you put the car in neutral and just push it.
Yeah. Push it off.
Yeah. You go to the gas station, get a can of gas.
Viking funeral.
Some matches.
Boom. Off you go.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.